Lesson 68. The Hyacinth. The wild hyacinth is one of the most beautiful of the flowers of springtime, and it's also one of the most abundant. In April, May, and June, we may find its flowers in many parts of the woods in such numbers that at a distance they look like wreaths of blue smoke resting upon the ground. The flowers have a rich, sweet perfume, and we can often tell by the scent alone that we are coming near a bed of hyacinth. Let us dig up a wild hyacinth, bulb, roots and all, so that we may have the entire plant to examine. The roots are slender and thread-like. They grow out of a bulb about an inch in thickness. This bulb, like the bulb of an onion, is made of many thick and fleshy leaves. Several narrow leaves grow up from the bulb to the height of about a foot. From the center of the bulb rises the flower stem, which carries near its top from 6 to 12 small blue flowers. Sometimes, but not often, we find the wild hyacinth bearing white flowers, and sometimes purple flowers. Each flower looks like a little bell, and for this reason, the children in England often call the wild hyacinth the blue bell. But in Scotland, and some other places, the name bluebell is given to the harebell, a very different plant. Each hyacinth flower has a little stalk of its own by which it hangs from the main stem. The outside of the flower consists of 6 separate deep blue leaves or petals, which turn back at their tips. Looking inside the bell formed by these blue leaves, we find 6 dust spikes or stamens, one growing up on each petal.